Bless you, woman of God. Thank you for the seed of $90. For this is a time of favor. This is a time of new opportunities, and there will be no need to worry, no need to fear. For the Lord says, I got all things into my hands, and all things I am in control of. These papers, these things that you're concerned about, God says, be not worried, because God says, I'm making a way out of no way. For you will be here for many, 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 many years to come. And you will take what you have learned, and you will touch a people. You will touch a nation. You will touch a people. You will touch a community. For my favor shall rest upon thee. And I will stir up the gift that I have placed deep down inside of thee. And you will do much. You're going to heal people. You're going to touch people. For I place a healing virtue upon your life, woman of God. And I will raise you up, and I will stir thee up. And I will make thee one that is full of compassion, one that is full of love, one that will be a mother to many, one that will touch forth my people and heal them and heal them and heal them. For the Lord says, this is an hour and this is a season where he says, keep your eyes stayed on him, because God said he's smoothing out some things. He's working some things out. Be not worried and do not move into fear. But God says you will step into a season of peace and joy and happiness. For the Lord said, this is a season and this is a time where all things are working for your good. This miracle seed of $90 has released you from some things. It has released thee. Now prepare, because God says all things are working for your good and for your favor. I have not forgotten thee, neither have I forsaken thee. God says unto thee, sister, peace, be at peace. For the peace of the Lord shall be thy portion. A peace that passeth all understanding. This paper stuff, God says, I got all that under control. All of that is in my hands, and there will be no need to worry, no need to fear, for everything is working out for your favor. God says, prepare. Now begin to resubmit some papers again. Go back and call a particular individual, whoever this may be, because God says, I touched their mouth in this season. They may want to say no, but God says, I'll stop them from saying no. And they will say, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm here to help you. And what can I do for thee? And God says unto thee, woman of God, as you smile back to them and say, sure, can you help me do so and so? For the Lord says, it's working out for your favor. Have you not seen my grace? Have you not seen my favor? Now prepare. For I will show you uncommon favor. I will show you that I am a God of restoration, and I will pull all things together for your behalf and for your benefits. Now the Lord says, I touch thy body, yea, even in a brand new way. I touch thine eyes in this season. I touch the lungs in this season. Now, Father says, just begin to inhale and exhale, because I'm touching your lungs and you're breathing in this season. Thank you, woman of God. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. Thank you, Sister Peace.
Prophetess Shovel, what is the word of the Lord to Sister Peace, who documented her $52 fee on Tuesday?
Sister Peace, I hear the word of the Lord for you. God is doing something with you internationally and with your language. I don't know how many languages you speak, but the Lord wants to even elevate that more for you to speak more languages. That might mean going to school or taking a course, but you have a gift of language, and you'll be speaking to those. And even God, even I see you prophesying to those in various languages, and even in your tongue. God has given you the gift of interpretations of tongues, and that is the word of the Lord.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just a piece, I so agree with the prophetess that has spoken. For I just hear Father God says, get ready to rise up, woman of God, because I see you making a difference in many individuals' lives. And I hear Father God saying there's a fresh wind of blessings upon thee in this season. I do hear Father God say, look, for you have
Hello?
A story to be told. Yes, woman of God. I hear Father God saying, write the book, for you have a story to be told. And I just hear Father God saying, ask and it shall be given, knock and the doors have been opened. I do see some finances coming into your hand. And Father God says these finances are going to assist you to do the traveling that's necessary to bless the children. So Father God says just know that when this windfall comes in, to begin to get your passport prepared and begin to do what you need to do. I see you, I don't know if you had planned doing this, but I see barrels that you're filling up full of clothes and different materials. I see school items for children overseas. Is this something that you have been looking into, woman of God, to send supplies back to children?
Not really. But I have some clothes that I'm trying to donate to Salvation Army, but not for children.
Okay. Well, I hear Father God saying these things that you're looking, it's okay to donate to the Salvation Army, but I hear Father God saying you're going to be one to advocate for children and for things that children need. Had God placed on your heart to do something home back in your country or something?
Yeah, I'm thinking to help the needy.
Okay.
Yeah.
The orphan, and this is in what country?
In Ghana.
I see the barrels that you're filling up. I'm looking at school supplies. I'm looking at clothing. I'm looking at shoes. I hear Father God saying you're going to bless those back home. So prepare to do your research to get the barrels, and that's the word of the Lord.